Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody, on this Saturday, 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson Show here, taking you to 12 noon, 610-632-0975. After 1 week off due to the holiday, I'm back feeling refreshed, feeling great, feeling strong on this wonderful summer Saturday. Oh, let that jazz play. I can't wait to talk to everybody. I missed everybody. All my Saturday crew. All right. There's a lot to get to this week. Again, the phone number 610-632-0975. But we start every week the same way. And that is with the word of the week. And the word of the week this week is evaluation. You see, evaluation. There are a lot of people making a lot of evaluations going on right now, and very few are making the correct evaluation. Now, I promise today will not be a day where an entire show we talk about Daniel Green. Daniel Green will not be the main focal point all morning long. Daniel Green does not deserve to be the focal point in a city like Philadelphia, because Daniel Green does not enjoy the city of Philadelphia, and that is his right. He made an evaluation. But off of his evaluation, I think we have to be a lot more honest about our evaluations. A lot more honest about our evaluations, because when we look at this Philadelphia sports landscape outside of the union, it is not the strongest in the world, and it's not even as strong as we expected just a couple of months ago. And if we're talking about evaluation, and we are, and we're digging into why we're in the spot that we're in, it was suggested this week by Daniel and then piled on nationally, which is the problem with what Daniel said, and we're going to play it in just 1 second, that somehow something other than the reality caused this to happen. So right at the top, I know, Dylan, you have the audio. A liar, okay? A liar said something on ESPN, and this is where Daniel's dumb behind makes us all look bad. All right? So, and we're going to talk about the evaluation that's now made about us as fans because of dumb Daniel. Now, you go ahead, Dylan, and play the ESPN lie. And then we'll go from there when we're doing our evaluations today. So go ahead, Dylan.
Early 2019, I was following the 76ers run up until the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Second round. So they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Second round of the playoffs. Imagine.
That was the whole process thing for the first time we really started to skip.
Imagine other fan bases. Those teams aren't even in the playoffs. They're in the playoffs. Game one. Those Philly fans booed the 76ers.
That's not true.
So there's Rosalind Gold from ESPN. Arwunde, yes, Roz, as they call her, from New York, lying her butt off first thing in the morning on TV. Now, this is what it leads to. So guess what was the problem with Roz Liar just said? Guess what the problem is with what Roz Liar just said? Guess what the problem is with what Roz Liar just said? The Sixers in game one were on the road. How were Sixers fans booing the Sixers in game one when game one was in Toronto in the second round? Now she gets on TV lying like that. Lying like that. And see, the evaluation then becomes, once again, because it's just fun for people to do, oh, the fans are so tough, and the reason that the Sixers and the Flyers and the Phillies and the Eagles all lose all the time is because of us. Then dumb Keyshawn lying. But no. Roz lied because she was there and she lied. And she needs to apologize for being a liar. And that's what she, because I don't like liars. That's one of the number one thing I don't mess with are lying people. I don't do that. I don't mess with liars. Keyshawn's just uninformed and doesn't know what he's talking about and talentless. So then he follows up with, if you know it makes the players, it doesn't help them, why would you boo them? They didn't. The game was in Toronto. And you see, that's what I'm talking about when we make these evaluations. We have to now get ourselves together. Forget Daniel. Let's start looking at the reality so that we can actually look at things clearly, because we know why our teams fail. They don't. We know. Here's the truth of the matter. We're going to go through all four. We're going to go through all four sports teams. All right? All of them. Number one, when you're talking about, number one, the Sixers. The Sixers, if you evaluate the Sixers, there's a ton of things you can look at. You can look at Fultz and that terrible draft pick. You can look at the Zaire Smith thing if you so choose when you see what Devon Givens' cousin, Mikal Bridges, is doing. You can absolutely look at that if you so choose. You can look at a million different things if you want to for why they have not drafted well. There's a ton of reasons why the Sixers have failed. The number one reason why the Sixers have failed, the number one reason, if you're doing an evaluation for why the Sixers and the fans are not in the top 1,000, the number one reason that the Sixers have failed is because of Ben Simmons. Period. You can make it more complicated. If they had this player, if they had that player. No. When you make max money, when you come out with your own documentary, when you're a teenager, when you decide that you call yourself the Fresh Prince that's going to follow King LeBron James, when you do that and you don't produce, and forget not coming up short. We can handle coming up short. We know everything about coming up short. When it comes down to when you do our evaluation, it's not the fans. It's not booing. It's not even Markelle Fultz and Zaire Smith. The Sixers fail. It's not Doc Rivers' horrendous coaching. It's not the fact that Tobias Harris didn't play well enough against the Hawks either. All of that happened. None of that's the reason they lost. When you make your true evaluation, the Sixers lost, but for one reason. The Fresh Prince stunk. Period. 610-632-0975. We can fake like there's other reasons and all this other stuff, and there's always multiple things true at the same time. But at the end of the day, if we're being truly honest with one another, the reason that the Sixers lost is not because of what Roz the Liar said, not because of what Keyshawn the Uninformed said, not what Daniel Green said. They lost because Ben Simmons has not learned how to play offense, period. And the longer we pretend that it's something other than that, the less time we're going to have focusing. We're not going to be able to focus. If Ben Simmons is going to come back, and he's in England, he's been in England. I don't know where he is right now. I know the Sixers have lost to the Hawks. That's 20 days ago now. Tomorrow will be 3 full weeks since that loss. That's plenty of downtime. He has a lot of work to do in a very short offseason. It's now time for Ben to get into a country, wherever he is, that has a basketball hoop, because there's none in England, and get to work if he's coming back, because you, Ben Simmons, you can't score. And your team lost solely because you can't score. Excuses to protect Ben Simmons, and that can't happen anymore. I don't want to hear about a Zaire Smith. I don't want to hear about Markelle Fultz. You beat the Hawks if Ben Simmons knows how to play offense. Period. You beat the Hawks if Ben Simmons knows how to shoot foul shots. Enough with this. Enough. I understand Doc Rivers coached a terrible series, and you still beat the Hawks in 5 if Ben Simmons knows how to play. Period. period. When you make your evaluation, that's the only thing you can come down to. That's what it was. We can fake like it's other stuff. You look at the Eagles. Is it the fans' fault that the Eagles have regressed since the Super Bowl? No. That's Jeffrey Lurie. That's Howie Roseman. That's having Alshon a snitch in your locker room. You do those three things, nothing else will matter. That's why they lost. Not because of any fans. Not at all. You look at the Phillies. Klintak was perhaps the worst general manager in Philadelphia sports history. The only things he did right were spend the owner's money. All his draft picks, all his trades, everything. The trade, he made one week due to Daniel, and I don't like it is. And we do have FanFest tickets available today. I'm going to give out some to quality callers. Quality callers, people who are making sense, people that are sounding reasonable. That's how you will get your FanFest tickets. All right? Now, and it's going to be fun. I promise we're going to have fun today. But when you're looking at the thing, nationwide now, thanks to Daniel, both here and nationwide, ESPN and other places, other columns, people writing things, they're talking about the Philadelphia sports fan rather than the Philadelphia sports teams. And that's the wrong evaluation. The fans are never, ever, ever the problem in a city like Philadelphia. The problem lies with the organization and the players. And the biggest problem in all of Philadelphia sports right now is the evaluation that was made that Ben Simmons was going to grow to be the guy, the, quote, transcendent player. And he has done nothing in that area when you talk about that lofty of a goal, but let us down. Joel Embiid has exceeded every expectation as far as coming into the league. No one knew when they drafted him that he was going to end up being the best player in the NBA. That was supposed to be Ben Simmons. And if Ben Simmons was even adjacent, even in the ballpark, even in the state, even in the country of the best players in the league, the Sixers would be in the finals right now, and we wouldn't be talking about any fans. Daniel Green wouldn't be talking at all. Nothing happens if that happens. I don't think we're recognizing this. There's a ton of issues. Again, there are a ton of issues in Philadelphia sports right now. But the number one issue in Philadelphia sports today is Ben Simmons. Period. We can fake like it's a team game. We can fake like it's all these other things. When it comes down to it, the reason that the Philadelphia sports landscape looks the way that it does, because it looks completely different if Ben Simmons is actually the next LeBron James. If the documentary Ben Simmons actually exists, look at the situation with Philadelphia sports and Philadelphia sports fans. If the Sixers are in the finals right now, even if they were down 0-2, if the Sixers are in the finals right now, playing the Phoenix Suns in the finals, look how much different you feel about the entire Philadelphia sports landscape. And the only thing that this city needed to happen was for the Ben Simmons that decided to do a damn movie to show up. This man doesn't shoot a basketball. And it's been 20 days, okay? And this isn't like just dump on Ben Simmons. What I'm saying is that this man doesn't shoot a basketball, and we have rooted for him the entire time. This man does not shoot a basketball. And we have done the proverbial Doug Peterson loved on him the entire time. This man does not shoot a basketball. And 99% of fans still cheer the hell out of him. And this week, we're not talking about the fact that we're talking about, oh, he's in England, not working on his game. Fine. You need a mental break, whatever you need. But the talk has been not just in Philadelphia, nationwide, about the fans and not about the fact that a grown man in the NBA making max contract money doesn't shoot. Think about the evaluation that's been made to where people choose to dump on our fans instead of talking about what's real. And we're supposed to put up with that? Forget a Daniel Green. It's the principle of somehow the paying customer's the problem and not the guy who gets paid all the money and doesn't shoot a basketball. We're getting distracted. They want us to be distracted. I don't know who wants us to. I know why Daniel wants us to be distracted. I guess he's close with Ben. Okay? If Daniel's close with Ben, that's great for y'all. Okay? But we can't keep on faking like we can't fake like the problem is something other than what the problem is. The roof is on fire and they're putting water on the lawn. Jason in Texas. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Good morning, Ty. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I told the person to answer the phone. I spent my first 42 years of my life in Connecticut. There are in Boston, Connecticut, New York, and Philly. There's a million diehard fans that bleed their team's colors. There's also a 250,000 jerks. And Ben broke our hearts. And I've had Ben's back my entire time he's been there. So I didn't want to give him up for Harden.
I went into game 7 thinking he was going to play offense. I really had time. I was believing in him up until the moment he passed up that dunk. And now the talk is about us, the fan, and they're not talking about him. He's the problem, not us.
How about the fans that say that you got to give Ben and all the players that whole game 7? I was waiting for the whole team to go on a run. I'm screaming at my TV in a bar, sports bar down here, and they're all bandwagon Rocket fans down here. Oh, come! I'm like, come on! When are you guys going to go on a run?
Go on a run! Playing care. 4-on-5, Jason.
And then Shake doesn't come until what? Middle of the fourth quarter? I mean.
Here's the thing, Jason. You can't go on a run playing 4-on-5. You are not going to go on a run with Ben Simmons playing the way. Now, I'm not trying to relitigate game 7. I'm not trying to relitigate anything. Please understand, when I'm talking about the word of week evaluation, is that nationwide, both locally due to Daniel Green and ESPN, and then writers have to talk about it, and now the talking heads have been about you, the Philadelphia sports fan. They have evaluated. Their evaluation is the Philadelphia sports teams lose because of the fan base. And Daniel did that by bringing it up, and then it goes from there. And this is what bothers me, right? But we've been very soft on this, and I've been very soft on this. No more. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot a basketball. They are in the finals right now with the quality of play that Joel Embiid has provided. And let's not forget that Ben Simmons' bad offense makes Joel Embiid worse. Joel Embiid could be better. Joel Embiid could exist the exact same way and be better if he had a better point guard. He has hurt the Sixers' best player every single minute that they've played together. And Joel Embiid is so talented that you don't notice it. Joel Embiid catches the ball in places that he shouldn't have to catch the ball basically every game he's existed in Philadelphia because of one Ben Simmons. And the takeaway from this is it's the fans. And now I can't do that. That man is paid over $30 million. And so I can't feel bad anymore about, give him time. No. If the narrative becomes, and it has, that somehow the fan base that has been nothing but patient with that guy is the problem and not the guy who caused the problem being the problem, that's an evaluation that I can't live with. And if you're going to be nationally lying on us, and I want to thank John Kincaid for pointing it out to her directly. They booed him in game 1. They weren't even there. They weren't even there. That game was in Toronto. Ben Simmons fails because of Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons only. Don't not a single person hearing my voice take responsibility for any of these teams' failures, but especially not the Sixers' failure. And as I mentioned, Tobias Harris, I mentioned Doc Rivers' terrible coaching, I mentioned Markelle Fultz, I mentioned Zaire Smith. The bottom line is, if Ben Simmons is who Ben Simmons is supposed to be, none of it matters, and the Sixers are in the finals right now, despite the fans. Greg in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, Ty. You know, it's obvious to me, anyway, that Simmons doesn't care enough about improving his game. He's got to recognize that it's an issue. His camp, I think, to some degree, is responsible.
I hear you, Greg, but no. At this point, he's about to be 25 years old. He's been in the league. He had a documentary. He has his own shoes. He has all these endorsements. At this point, the problem is him and only him. Yeah. I'm not blaming his team. No. It's him. He has to decide. If I'm going to have movies, if I'm going to be, call myself on social media, the Fresh Prince, to go with LeBron, with King James, which he has chosen to do, at some point, he has to get off his butt and become that guy or stop. But what we're not going to do is blame each other and blame the fans for that. That's him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fans are nothing but supportive. I don't think the criticism came out until after they lost. So
right.
To blame the fans for the loss is crazy. I just think, you know, he's got a cocoon mentally or a block mentally, and the only people that seem to be able to get through to him potentially is the people that he surrounds himself with. So, you know, they've got to be convinced that he needs to be convinced. You know, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's receptive. He doesn't hear it. Or if he hears it, he makes excuses, all the other things he does, and he doesn't realize that he's an incomplete player because...
you're right, Greg, and he doesn't, but there's nothing we can do about that now. All right, Tim, Ben, Chris, we'll get to you in 1 second. Because we'll make this clear. I do want to have fun today. But I for a whole week now, I have to hear about how bad the best fans in the world are. All because, and we're going to get to Eagle stuff. We're going to a lot of football things as well today. Gambling things. We've got a lot to get to today. We're going to have a fun show. But it's hard for me, very hard for me, to accept a week of Philadelphia fans being dumped on when we haven't even gotten to the root cause of the main problem in all of Philadelphia sports. I know Ben Simmons doesn't. We'll get to more on the other side. 610-632-0975. The word of the week is evaluation. The evaluation has been made by the nation is that Philadelphia loses. We lose because of Philadelphia fans. And instead, they're ignoring Howie Roseman's incompetence. They're ignoring Jeffrey Lurie's incompetence, the Flyers' decades of incompetence, the Sixers' decades of incompetence, the Phillies' entire history outside of two short eras of incompetence, their entire existence. Instead, they're talking about you, and I hate it. That's a bad evaluation. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson here with you until noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Weekends on The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone Johnson Show. 610-632-0975. Here with you until noon. Word of the week is evaluation, because there's a lot of bad evaluations being made this week about Philadelphia sports fans, and it bothers me because we're not talking about what's real. Okay. Now, all the hosts have talked about what's real. John Kincaid, Anthony Gargano, Mike Missanelli, they've talked about what's real. It's that there's all this noise now. And then nationally, we have Roz on ESPN who tells a flat-out lie. And now she's trying to correct it and say, oh, I meant round one. Well, didn't they lose game one to the Nets? She says the Nets series that year and then win the next four. So you know why the fans booed game one? Because they lost game one. And then they won four straight games after that and won that series in five. So you mean when they lost, people got upset? So, I mean, that sounds like normal in every city. Now, since Daniel Green and Keyshawn Johnson and Roz, just to name a few, think that Philadelphia fans need to do a better job, I'll get to the Twitter poll later, but the poll thread later. But here are some suggestions for things that we can do better before we get back to the phones. Perhaps that we can have different players cook fans cook the players' meals. Like, how many of y'all out there will be willing to, like, you know, cook up your specialty, put it in a dish, Tupperware dish, take it down to the game, to the practice facility, and drop it off for the players in order to help them? Here's another thing we could all do. That when the players park at practice at the facility in Camden, a group of volunteer fans that already paid a lot of money to go to Sixers games and have and buy jerseys and stuff, what they can do is they can wash the players' cars while they're at practice. So when they come outside, they don't have to worry about taking their cars to the car wash because the fans are going the extra mile. Then the other thing I thought is a lot of players do get their clothes dry clean, but a lot of them don't. Okay? These are younger fellas. Perhaps you could pick up their clothes and then iron their clothes for them and return them, if that'll help them win championships. So if those are just a few suggestions to help us be better fans, because Lord knows we're the problem, and we can do it for all the teams. So, like, perhaps people are talking about, oh, well, Fletcher Cox still have it. If you guys cook his meals and wash his clothes and wash his car, maybe then everything will be good. And one more thing, biscotti's not edible. I would like, if someone out here, like, I have FanFest tickets to give out today. All the shows do, not special. But if anybody out here can convince me that biscotti's food, I will guarantee that one of the available pairs of FanFest tickets will go to you. Biscotti's not even food. Like, what is biscotti? I thought biscotti was soft wood. Like, biscotti's not food. I just want to make that clear. Johnny Goodtimes put it on Twitter, talking about different baked goods. Scones, which are fine. Fruitcake, I don't get, but at least I know it's food. Irish soda bread, not delicious, but it's food. I'm not convinced that biscotti's food. And if anyone convinces me that it does, you're going to FanFest. Tim, Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tyrone.
How you doing?
The last couple of days have been mind-boggling to me. See, like, guys like me who have been through the process and been through all, you know, the 10-win seasons and, you know, losing mad games, I don't get how we could possibly be some type of problem to a team that doesn't meet expectations whatsoever. I've defended guys like Benson 4 years of mediocrity and trying to convince people that he will develop and become the player that he needs to be, the number one overall draft pick that we picked up. And we're getting blamed for him being absolutely unplayable in the fourth quarter. How is that? I don't get it.
Well, that's my issue. And when you look at it, this is the thing, Tim, and this is what bothers me, is that what could we have done to make Ben Simmons have a pulse in the fourth quarter? What else could we have done? They gave him a standing ovation at the foul line when he was missed. He shot 34% from the foul line. And instead of talking about that, 100 miles per hour, it becomes about us. What could we have done to help him at the foul line? He missed on the road just as much as he missed at home. What could we do to help Ben Simmons? Like, it's... the fact that this is even a thing.
Ben Simmons needs to help himself, and that's the problem.
That's the evaluation that just upsets me. You see, forget that Daniel Green said it, okay? the fact that it had legs and it turned into a thing. And I mean what I'm saying in that with Carson Wentz gone, at least they now have the opportunity to get a first-round pick. The biggest problem right now in all of Philadelphia sports at this moment is Ben Simmons. It's bigger than any individual Eagles problem. The Eagles will have the ammo to either surround Jalen Hurts with players if he is the quarterback or have the ammo to acquire the quarterback. The Eagles are in a spot. This year they're in cap hell, but they're in a spot going forward to where they will have both the money and the assets to rebuild if Howie Roseman has the ability to do so. I do not believe that he does, but he will have the chance to do so. That's just a fact. The Flyers have been up and down for 10 years. They're the first team ever to go make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, miss the playoffs. That's where I'm at. Me personally. Miss, make, miss, make, miss, make, miss, make. I believe that they're going to make the playoffs. And if Carter Hart, he's a big problem. Carter Hart's amongst the problems. But he's not as big a problem as Ben Simmons. Phillies have been the Phillies, but they still aren't terrible. Despite last night and despite everything else, the Phillies are not a terrible baseball team. They're not. They're just not terrible. And the Sixers, he's the biggest problem in Philadelphia sports right now. You have a player who is talented, who takes up a huge amount of your cap, who doesn't shoot, and makes your team lose because of his flaw and makes it harder for your best player. The best player in this city is Joel Embiid. The most talented and most accomplished now, second in the MVP, the best player in the city of Philadelphia is Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons makes him worse. And the takeaway this week is, what about you fans? You turn on us. I'm having trouble with this. Ren in Philly, you're on 97.5 for that. What's going on, man?
Yeah, so I think we're around the same age, you know what I mean? We pretty much have like the same background, so I usually agree with you on everything. And I mean, this is no different. As far as the personal accountability, like Danny Green, I lived in North Carolina around the whole Duke, they call it the Triangle. Danny Green, do you think that they would allow you to use that as an excuse, like, the fans?
The Cameron crazies make it too tough for me to win. Like, no one would put up with that, and they're college kids. The Cameron crazies, it's too hard to win because of them. No one would put up with that.
You think Michael Jordan would be using the fans as an excuse? Roy Williams, your coach, you think your coach will allow you to use that as an excuse? I don't understand it, man. I don't understand it at all. And as far as Ben Simmons is concerned, yo, me and my man talk about this all the time. Everybody not in this to win championships, Ty. Like, they not in it to win championships. Like, okay, look at this man's life. He driving the most expensive cars.
Which is great. I'm not a hater. I'm glad he has nice cars.
He's taking care of his family.
Love
generation,
that. Love
generational
that.
Wealth.
Yep, I love that.
He just bought a new house.
Yep, $17.6 million L.A. house. A lot of players, though, they want to – listen, I'd have an L.A. house if I had the money. I'm not hating on any of that either.
Yes.
The only thing, though, is
– and he's dating the baddest Jones on the planet.
And by the way, he should be doing that, too, as a young man. He's 24, about to be 25. He needs to be doing that, too. I love that. Here's the one thing, though.
Hold up, Ty. Let me get my points out. I'm going to let you talk. I'll let you talk. I'm just saying, by 25 standards, this man is winning in life. He don't care about no championship. He don't.
Well, then I can't have that because look at Booker. Look at Booker. Booker has a new car for every game. Booker has a new car. On the Suns, has a new car for every game. Good. He's dating a Kardashian. Well, the same Kardashian that Ben was dating. Good for him. But here's the difference. when it comes time to play, he goes to play and takes care of his business because he recognizes that the reason you have all that thing, all the, those things, is because you're supposed to go ball. I love these guys that live that lifestyle. When you're young and you got money, stay out of trouble. And Ben has done that. Stay out of trouble, but live that lifestyle. Get in those streets. I love that these dudes are in the streets. I love it. I'm telling you, I love it. I'm not a hater. Get in those streets. If I could be in them streets, I would be in them. Get in them streets. Be in them streets. I love that. But you got to get down to business. And Booker takes care of his business. He's about to have a title at 24 years old with the baddest girls on the planet and the baddest cars in the world and the fly houses and the money. I want players that want to have it all. And I definitely don't want to be blamed because he doesn't want to have it all. If what the previous caller just now said is true, and he is winning for the age of 25, so if we're helping him win for the age of 25, why is Daniel Green complaining about us? Just leave us alone. We're the ones that have to suffer through the fact that he's living great. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey. What? Hello?
What's up,
hey, James? How you doing, Robert?
All right.
Good. What's up? I want to touch on the situation here. I'm going to be all over the place about 10 seconds and tie everything in. I bought an asset called Bitcoin at $60,000. All of a sudden, it dropped to $30,000. Am I going to sell Bitcoin? No. I'm going to be patient and wait for this asset to get back where it's going. There's no doubt my Bitcoin will go for $100,000 one day. Right now, I'm deep in the red. So I'm listening to talk radio. I'm hearing rumors that Minnesota wouldn't part with Anthony Edwards. That's like breaking my heart.
Then he's not going to Minnesota. I'm not trading Ben Simmons unless Edwards is in that deal.
And Edwards, he's going to move the needle because, you know, we got this little short window with the big fella. We got
right. He's a wing that could grow. And I got to have D'Angelo. I got to find a third team because D'Angelo Russell's snitch can't ever come to my locker room.
I understand that. And lastly, I just wanted to touch on the biggest problem in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Seems like it's been the mismanagement of Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is not a point guard. We all knew that somewhere in the corner of our hearts.
Ben Simmons would be a very good point guard if Ben Simmons shot the ball. Like, I can't. I'm not anymore. It's not the management of Ben Simmons. It's not. This is the failure is Ben Simmons. And only Ben Simmons. We have to stop. You see, I can't do this anymore. I can no longer. I understand. I mentioned top of the show. Doc Rivers. Howie Roseman. Jeff Lurie. There's tons of issues. None of them the fans, by the way. There's tons of issues. All right? Tons of them. Okay? We're getting close to Eagles training camp. We're like a little bit more than 2 weeks. We're like 17 days from Eagles training camp. I'm looking forward to the open practices. All of that stuff when it comes to the Eagles. There are many problems in Philadelphia sports. Hence why we don't win a lot. You know, we don't win enough. For a major city, look at Tampa, for example. With their NHL team, we don't win enough in this city. Like, we know that. But the number one problem right now, it's not management of Ben Simmons. It's Ben Simmons. Until he shoots a basketball, I don't want to hear about his position because there is no position where it'd be okay for Ben Simmons to never shoot. If he's a forward, he more has to shoot. The only way he's an all-star is because he's dynamic with the ball in his hands enough in enough regular season games to make a difference. What the hell is good is a forward who never shoots? It's not management. It's not the only problem with Ben Simmons. Is Ben Simmons, and he's killing us. And I don't want him to kill us. I want him to solve his stuff, come back, and be the player he's capable of being. But what I'm not going to do anymore is pretend that it's the fans, or it's the coach, or it's the this. And no, it's him. It's just him. He's had the Covington Roke, the Covington Dario squad. He had the Jimmy Butler squad with Tobias. Then they switched and went to the Horford squad. And now this squad. And what stayed the same? And B's gotten better. These players changed. Who's the same? No, who's regressed? Ben. Different coaches, different general managers, different teammates. The answer is Ben Simmons has to be better, period. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ty, pleasure as always. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the coaches, the play, you just ran it down. So let's go back, you know, Mr. Daniel Green. Let's go back to after that Toronto series where he practically took no accountability for his lack of showing up in that series. Like, I can't do it anymore, Ty. I was at FanFest back when the station brought him out there.
Yeah.
And I remember being in that crowd of people as he walked up to the stage. And I told him, I said, make them pay for, you know, disrespecting you. And he never did it. You just mentioned, I feel like he has immensely regressed from year one or year two, because he didn't play year one with the injury, but like year two, nothing changed. And over time, you, Mike, were trying to talk me down off the ledge. No, you can't trade him. You can't do this. No, it's at the point now where it has to be done, because you put too much into this and it has given you zero results. I'm frustrated. I know you can hear it in my voice. I've been hot about this since it's happened, since the series got over, since last year. Since go back to the Brooklyn series, like you were talking about, it's just a headache after a headache after a headache.
And now,
that Josh Harris is enabling.
Josh Harris, no, he's not. What do you do with a player who doesn't shoot? Like who's talented? No, this is Ben's problem. It's not Josh Harris. It's not it. It's him. And at some point, he has to take full responsibility for his failures. And he needs to apologize to the fan base, because now the fan base is being blamed for his failures. Like enough. He's over there in England. Meanwhile, we're getting dumped on for existing while he's in England chilling. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, like, and he purposely took off from going to the Olympics so he could, quote, work on his game. I don't see him doing any working on his game while he's out there at Wimbledon. It's just being lied to over and over again. Here's why I'll tie Josh Harris into it, because I think he should have gotten to the management and said, no, you need to trade him now before this gets out of hand.
No one knew that was coming. See, that's very easy to say once you know. No one knew. He has never gone four straight fourth quarters without shooting a basketball. If he does that, they lost game four, they lost game five, and they lost game seven. They won game six despite him. If he shoots in game four, they win the series. If he shoots in game five, they win the series. And you saw the dunk in game seven. He has game-changing mistakes. He's the problem. Not the fans. And I just can't. I can't even do it. I can't do it. We can't do it anymore. Sometimes I feel like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Am I in the Twilight Zone? Now, the poll threat. Number one, end of the first hour. Make your evaluation, word of the week, for how the Sixers got to where they are. 65% say the bad drafts. 65% is wrong. 26.5% say Ben Simmons play. You are correct. 1.9% say bad fans. You're all wrong. And 6.4% say bad coaching. Make your evaluation of how the Phillies got to where they are. 89% are saying Klintak's mistakes. That's just the truth. All right. Make your evaluation of how the Eagles got to where they are. 72.5% say Howie's bad drafts. Another 20% say Lurie's meddling. We'll stop there. Bad fans, low. Make your evaluation how the Flyers got to where they are. 64% says ownership from the late Mr. Snyder on to the current owners. 22% says Hextall. That's right. Bad fans, lower. Would you accept Daniel Green back to the Sixers? 71% of people say yes, they would accept Daniel Green back. We'll get to that in 1 second, a little bit more. And then Ben Simmons was 100% entitled to a vacation. We all agree. The Sixers have now lost to the Hawks 20 days ago. Is now the time for him to work on his game in a country? He can do whatever he wants, just be in a country that actually has a basketball hoop, because England doesn't really have any. 76% say yes, he needs to get to work. I would like to hear from the 24% of people that says that he should chill for longer. You do know it's a short off season, right? You do know that, right? That's a shorter off season, and he's already taken 20 days off to chill. Like, at what point do you get back to work when you have the amount of work that he has to do? And then how can Philly fans improve? 73% say they can't. But 10% say we should wash the players' cars. 10% also say that we should cook the players' meals. And 7% say we should iron the players' clothes. So we'll keep getting everything. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The word of the week is evaluation. A lot of people are making bad evaluations about Philadelphia sports fans. Perhaps we should place things where they actually belong. Tyrone Johnson's show here until noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.